Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. In Free to Choose, A Personal Statement, Nobel Memorial Prize in Economic Sciences laureate Milton Friedman and economist Rose Friedman present a compelling and accessible argument for the freedom of choice, emphasizing its crucial role in the economic, social, and political spheres. First published in 1980, this seminal work outlines the Friedman's strong belief in the power of the market and the dangers of government intervention. Through engaging prose and thought-provoking examples, the book extends an invitation to consider the benefits of a free market economy not only for economic efficiency and innovation, but also for personal freedom and societal welfare. It provides an insightful critique of welfare policies, fiscal practices, and regulatory measures, advocating instead for greater reliance on individual choice and market forces. Free to Choose stands as an essential text in the discourse on economic policy and the role of government, offering a timeless reflection on the principles that continue to shape debates on the economy and governance. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, The Power of the Market, in The Power of the Market. In The Power of the Market, Milton and Rose Friedman make a strong case for the superiority of market mechanisms over government intervention. They argue that free markets are the most efficient way to allocate resources, as they naturally account for supply and demand through price signals. This self-regulating nature of the market leads to innovation, encourages competition, and ensures a wide array of choices for consumers. The Friedman's caution against the distortionary effects of government policies such as price controls, subsidies, and protectionism, which can lead to inefficiencies and decreased welfare. They provide compelling examples from history and contemporary times to illustrate how markets have successfully driven economic growth and improved standards of living. The underlying message is clear. Allowing individuals to freely engage in voluntary exchange fosters economic prosperity and freedom. Secondly, The Role of Government, Milton and Rose Friedman delve into the role of governments by defining its ideal scope within a society that values freedom and economic efficiency. They argue that while government has a necessary role in providing a stable legal and monetary framework, its involvement beyond these areas often leads to inefficiencies and reduced freedoms. The Friedmans highlight the importance of government in protecting individual rights, enforcing contracts, and safeguarding against externalities that cannot be well managed through market solutions. However, they are critical of government expansion into areas better served by market competition, such as education, healthcare, and welfare. Through analysis and examples, they demonstrate how government interventions often result in unintended consequences that undermine the very goals they aim to achieve. This section underscores the need for a delicate balance where the government acts as a facilitator of economic activity rather than a direct participant. Thirdly, The Tyranny of Controls. In The Tyranny of Controls, the Friedmans articulate the dangers associated with government controls and regulations, emphasizing their stifling effect on freedom and economic progress. They dissect various forms of government controls, from direct regulation of industries to tariffs and quotas on international trade. By drawing on historical and contemporary examples, they show how these controls not only fail to achieve their intended outcomes, but also lead to a plethora of negative consequences, including decreased efficiency, corruption, and the erosion of individual freedoms. The authors advocate for a reduction in government control, arguing that such a move would unleash the entrepreneurial spirit, foster competition, and lead to more rapid technological advancement and economic growth. This segment is a persuasive argument against the encroachment of government into the marketplace and a call for a reevaluation of policies that restrict economic freedom. Fourthly, Education and Freedom. Milton and Rose Friedman explore the profound link between education and freedom, asserting that the current system of public education is inherently flawed due to its lack of competition and choice. They argue for the introduction of school vouchers, which would allow parents to choose the best educational institutions for their children, irrespective of their economic status. The Friedmans posit that this system would not only elevate the quality of education through competition, but also promote equality of opportunity. They critique the one-size-fits-all approach of public schooling, which, in their view, stifles innovation and fails to address the unique needs of individual students. By comparing different educational systems and outcomes, they make a compelling case for reforming education to empower parents and students, thereby enhancing individual freedom and societal wealth. Lastly, what kind of equality? The Friedmans address the complex question of what kind of equality, by distinguishing between equality of opportunity and equality of outcome. They argue fervently in favor of the former, suggesting that a free market naturally provides this kind of equality by enabling anyone to advance based on merit and hard work. Conversely, they criticize attempts to achieve equality of outcome, noting that such efforts require significant government intervention and ultimately lead to less freedom and lower standards of living for all. Through careful analysis, they demonstrate how policies aimed at redistributing wealth undermine the incentive structures that drive economic growth and innovation. The Friedmans advocate for a society where individuals are free to pursue their own goals, unhampered by government constraints, where the role of the state is to ensure a fair starting point, not to dictate the finish line. In conclusion, Milton and Rose Friedman's Free to Choose, A Personal Statements is an influential and thought-provoking book that champions the cause of individual freedom, market efficiency, and limited government intervention. It is a foundational text for those interested in economic policy, political science, or the broader discourse on freedom and governance. The book is particularly beneficial for policymakers, economists, and anyone interested in understanding the principles of a free society and the mechanisms that best support economic and social welfare. Through logical arguments, empirical evidence, and a clear love for liberty, the Friedmans offer insights that remain relevant in today's discussions on the balance between market forces and government relevant in today's discussions on the balance between market forces and government regulation. Reading Free to Choose is not just an intellectual exercise. It is an invitation to reevaluate one's perspective on government, the economy, and ultimately, the meaning of freedom. If you would like to support Milton Friedman, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.